This is the podcast that rocked for April 30th, 2024. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rocked. My back hurts, threw it out on Thursday working out, flew out to Vegas on Friday, walked over 20,000 steps for Sick New World covering all that, and now I'll be bedridden for next week. It's a miracle I'm even getting this podcast out at all. Big news that dropped today is Slipknot announced the 25th anniversary Here Comes the Pain North America 2024 tour. A long name, however, this will celebrate 25 years of the self-titled album. Whether or not they're going to play in full or not is still up for debate, but it does look like a big tour. Two legs, and then it'll go over to Europe later in the winter. The tour starts August 6th, Noblesville, Indiana, ends at September 21st at Knotfest, which also got announced yesterday. I'll get to that in a second. The 25th anniversary tour will feature Knock Loose on both legs, Orbit Culture on leg one, and Vended on leg two. Vended being the Sons of Slipknot band that many people remember it or know it as, and they're worth checking out also. Vended does a lot of good stuff. In the press release, Jim Root said, "We loved what we did with the first record, but we didn't even know if there was going to be anything after that. We just wanted people to hear it. Selling out of records and shows, having successful tours, those are goals for any band. But the dream scenario in some ways came true for us." Now with the tour announced and everything going on, Knotfest was announced for Des Moines, Iowa, the hometown of Slipknot. This will take place one day only, September 21st, also featuring Till Lindemann of Rammstein with his whole solo stuff, Knock Loose, Hatebreed, Poison the Well, Gwar, Vended, Dying Wish, Zulu, Twin Temple, Holy Wars, Swollen Teeth, Spine, and Dose. Big one-day show in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, I know what you're thinking. Really, it has to be in Des Moines. But that's Slipknot's home. They get to call their shots. Iowa gets a big, heavy festival one time a year. And you know what? Slipknot made it happen. Ticket information for both the Slipknot 25th Anniversary Tour and Knotfest in Des Moines is online now on rock.net and on other different sites. And along with that will be the new drummer, Eloy, formerly of Sepultura, who the band publicly welcomed after a very successful performance at Sick New World. Speaking of Sick New World, it was a good festival overall. I went there and posted all my coverage, also on rock.net. I posted a short trying to show as many bands as I could see while doing other things. It was a long day. I know a lot of people had complaints about the lines and things like that. Sick New World made the best of an interesting situation for a mammoth one-day festival with that many bands. The rotating stages worked really well. There were minimal audio issues for all the stages. I think there were only a few isolated issues on one of the stages for audio and power problems. Everything went off pretty well without any hitches. I've already talked a lot about it on a live stream recap. You can check that on rock.net. The big thing for Sick New World is, one, System of a Down and Slipknot did great as headliners. Slipknot had the original jumpsuits on, which they will be doing for the 25th anniversary. Eloy, the new drummer, fit in like a glove. And two, this was System of a Down's first performance since last year's Sick New World. They do have another performance set later this year on a one-off show in San Francisco with Deftones and The Mars Volta, labeling that as the Why Is This on the West Coast tour. Me being on the East Coast, I might have screamed a little bit. Other things to talk about for Sick New World is the rumor that it might move out of Vegas next year. That is undecided as of now. I've seen no information for or against that, just a lot of speculation. Las Vegas festival grounds have been turned around many times for this festival company. It's the same company that runs When We Were Young, and When We Were Young is already booked for this October with, from what I understand, a sold out crowd for that too. I'm glad I went to Sick New World. There were some issues, but overall the pros definitely outweighed the cons for a massive, too much to catch in one day festival. And I also gotta say, thank God the weather was good and the festival management actually tried to put up more shade. It was crowded underneath the shade tents and they were massive, but still, they put in effort, also proving that shade should not be a luxury. I do hope Sick New World continues to be successful and at least announces for next year for something. I can't imagine they wouldn't, because one, it was a sold out show. Two, they made so much money just off of different things in the grounds alone, merch, food, beverages, all that stuff being sold, and everything really worked. There were a lot of injuries just from so many people getting crushed, but at the same time, that's many festivals, unfortunately. That's just some of the behavior. Final thing about Sick New World, like I wanted to be successful, this is a company that at least tried to improve from the previous year, and that is very appreciated. Here's hoping that the next year they have it, they'll improve on this as well, because they could have something huge if they do. And I also echo the many statements saying, do it 2 days, make it a weekend. You can do it and have the same lineup, maybe have all the bands back, kind of like what When We Were Young does. It is possible. So that's just me, my thoughts. Let me know what your thoughts are. If you were at Sick New World especially, but just in general, what you think of the massive, too big for one day festival. Speaking of System of a Down, Serge has teased his new solo project and a new EP, Foundations, coming later this summer. He also teased a new song called AF Day The new EP Foundations is coming. The teaser sounds pretty good, and it does sound like with System of a Down doing another appearance or two and Surge releasing solo material again, I can at least say that there's going to be more System of a Down material or adjacent material. There's a lot of people who are working and wanting System of a Down music. I don't know when or if that's ever going to happen, especially new songs. A new album might just be out of the cards. However, they're willing to play together. They're willing to work together. At Sick New World, they definitely shined and had a good time. You could see how much fun they were having on stage with everyone to close out the night. The full new song and video will be dropped May 17th, and this will be the first solo EP he's done since 2022's Perplex Cities. I'm hopeful for a new Serj Tankian project. I'm hopeful for more System of a Down news and not just bad news saying from idiotic statements from the drummer. He's a talented musician, but man, he goes off the deep end sometimes. Now we go to an interesting note. There's always been talk about the Big Four of thrash, Big Four of grunge. Loudwire posted an article saying who is the Big Four of nu metal. After some decent debates and notes, after asking many people and also just talking about it amongst the Loudwire staff, Loudwire chose Korn, Linkin Park, System of a Down, and Limp Bizkit as the Big Four of nu metal. They also gave reasoning why. Honestly, I at least understand and appreciate why they say they're the Big Four of nu metal, for good or bad reasons. Other people might argue other different bands. And other people might say Linkin Park didn't stay nu metal, Limp Bizkit was awful after the first album. Fine, you can have your own arguments and opinions for that. These would still be listed as the Big Four of nu metal, and I get the argument. Other bands that were mentioned in the main argument to get to the Big Four were Deftones, Rage Against the Machine, and Slipknot. While I do feel Slipknot is a bit too heavy and closer to metal for that, and Deftones is amazing, one of my favorite bands, but they definitely edged out of nu metal quicker, like Linkin Park, but still, there were the arguments. Other bands that were just one-offs that were mentioned also were Static X, that does not get enough love, Seven Dust, who is an amazing band still, Mudvayne, which is also an interesting choice, Incubus, which I at least understand the argument, and Drowning Pool, which I do not understand the argument. The necessary singer changes and a lot of middling material after one album, Sinner, I don't see that as Big Four material. Who do you think would be in the Big Four for nu metal? Let me know in the comments. I'm not really cemented on my idea right now. However, I do see at least Korn being on that one. They really predated some of that material for nu metal, and a lot of people say Rage Against the Machine. However, they predated even Korn, and their music was much more focused on the message and guitar solos themselves, which nu metal isn't always about. Now that I've upset most of you on my nu metal thoughts, let me know how you feel. That'll be all for this week's The Podcast That Rocked. Big thanks to my Patreon and YouTube members. Special thanks to Brandon Bruce, Chris Doman, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You can get early access, exclusive content, and much more by supporting on Patreon and YouTube. $1 or $2 a month goes a long way to help the channel. Also, it goes to help feeding the Good Boy and Girl Fund. That's feeding my pets. Don't ever think I won't shill for my dog and cats. They're always worth it.